Happy Monday, sports fans. The NBA Finals are exciting, as expected. And we'll have some NBA Finals talk on today's show. But first things first, we got to talk about the latest happenings with a ridiculous team that I unfortunately love, the Chicago Cubs. Welcome to TY's 20. This week is a special week because it's show number 20. And I would like to thank the fans who tune in each week. I'm having a lot of fun doing this podcast and talking sports. I do apologize if I sound a little bit like a frog today. I have yet another cold. But this time around, I'm going to tough it out and still put on the show. The show must go on, as they say. So, the Chicago Cubs, losers of six straight games. It's the first week of June, and they still haven't won any more than two games in a row. They've had key injuries all season long. They can't hold a lead. They can't get a big hit. It's just been embarrassing to watch this team this season. And speaking of the word embarrassing, here is what Carlos Zambrano had to say after Sunday's loss.
The product wasn't poor. The product was previous at bat, you know. We should know better than this. We play like a triple A team. This is embarrassing. Embarrassing for the team, for the owners. Embarrassing for the fans. Embarrassing. I mean, that's the word here. For the team, for this team. We should know better than this. We should know better than what we do on the field. We should know that Ryan Tater is not a good fastball hitter. We should know that as a team, we should play better here with things. That's all I got to say.
So those are the words of Carlos Zambrano after Sunday's loss. And, you know, some people are giving Z a hard time for this, saying that, oh, it's the same old Zambrano, can't shut his mouth, Cubs should trade him, he'll never learn. But honestly, you got to ask yourself, what did Zambrano say that wasn't true? I mean, he called out his team for looking like a AAA team, and they literally do right now look like a AAA team. They've got so many injuries, and there's a ton of minor leaguers up and playing for this team right now, but that's not the only reason. Their play has also mirrored that of a AAA team. And if you ask me, in my opinion, Zambrano said nothing wrong in this instance. I'm going to bring in a special guest here in a few minutes to talk about this. But first, I wanted to share some interesting tweets from around the world of Twitter. Dan Dockich tweeted that, should the Cubs cut ties with Zambrano? Are you kidding me? They need 10 more like him. At least then they would resemble a team that cared. Buster Olney tweeted, there is no more ineffective group of veterans in terms of leadership and matching production for their dollars than that of the Chicago Cubs. Cubs writer Paul Sullivan tweeted that Bob Brindley is backing Big Z and applauding him for speaking up and says that the Cubs are another dead bleep team once again this season. And I saw another tweet from a fan that said, why should the Cubs trade Zambrano? He's the only player on this team that can hit. I will say this about being a Chicago Cubs fan. At least it's very entertaining when things are going bad. There are some funny Cubs fans out there. There are some funny Cubs writers out there. And, you know, it's never fun to be this bad. It's never fun to know that you're out of the race already in June. But at least things are still entertaining. And, you know, I can't wait to see what happens next as this team travels to Cincinnati. All right, at this time we're going to bring in Andrew Wacopi, and you may remember Andrew as being our NFL expert, and he was with us to talk about the NFL playoffs back in the day when those were going on. But Andrew's also a baseball man and a miserable Cub fan like myself, so we're bringing him back to the show today. Andrew, what's going on?
I watched Wally and myself today over getting swept by the Cardinals in a very painful fashion.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've been talking about Zambrano on the podcast so far. What did you think about his comments? Were they out of line? And if you were the Cubs, would you try and trade Zambrano? He's got a full no-trade clause, but you know maybe he's had enough. For me, it's kind of a tough call because he's still a solid pitcher, and he actually has some emotion. But at the same time, he makes way too much money, and it might make sense to try and deal him. What do you think?
Well, I think that when you hear Zambrano say anything, you've got to consider the messenger and kind of judge it by him. I don't think what he said was incorrect. We are playing like a AAA team, but that's because our roster is full of AAA players because of injuries and whatnot. But for Zambrano to come out and say that, you know, you don't hear him out there pointing the finger at himself when he's been terrible over the last couple of years. So for him to come out and start pointing fingers at everybody else and saying, well, it's my mom's fault or it's your fault or it's these other people's fault, you know, he needs to be more of a leader in the fashion of taking it on himself and saying, hey, yeah, I did have a good game today, but I have in the past, and we all need to suck it up, and we all need to start playing better. As far as training goes, I've had this long-term nightmare that I've had this nightmare where we trade Zambrano to the Yankees, and all of a sudden he becomes a Cy Young player. I just see him as the exact type of guy where, you know, you can't, the Cubs don't seem to be able to get the most out of him right now, but as soon as we trade him, he's going to win like four Cy Young. So I'm terrified to trade him, but it'd be great to be able to get him off the books. The problem is these days when you trade a big contract and the player's not an absolute stud, if the other team's going to absorb a lot of money, they won't give you a lot back for him. So shedding him for money purposes, you're probably not going to get a whole lot back for him. So it's almost addition by subtraction. And at that point, I think we're better off keeping him and just hoping that he inspires the team to rant the way Pinella has in past years was arguments or Michael Barrett punching AJ Pierzynski in the face, which everybody enjoys that.
Yeah, I guess I can add to that and ask, if you had the choice, would you rather just get rid of Zambrano's contract, or if we were willing to pay the contract, would you rather get, you know, some prospects in return? It's hard to say because you never know if Hendry's actually getting some good prospects in return for that.
That is absolutely correct. I would say that I would rather get the prospects. The Cubs cannot cry poor. They have great attendance even when they're losing. They're making money hand over fist. They made some poor decisions in the past on contracts before the new ownership took over, just because of the fact that they were all kind of intertwined in the ownership with WGN and the radio and Chicago Tribune Company and everything like that. So they can make more money. If they have to fly out his money to get our team better, that's what the ownership should do at this point.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this team moving forward. I've said it last few weeks. Part of me thinks this doesn't look good at all, and it might be quite some time before we're good again. Another part of me thinks this is baseball, and a lot can happen year to year, especially when you have a high payroll. The Cubs have, you know, they could have a completely different team by next season. They'll have a lot of money to spend. They'll have some more young guys who are probably ready to play. Maybe they'll have more luck in the health department next season. I don't know. But what is your gut telling you about this team's future?
Well, I don't see much improving this season. I do agree that we would be a much better team if not for some of the injuries. I don't think we'd necessarily be competing for the division title, but I do buy the 500 argument that we, you know, could at least be fighting for a 500 season. I'm really torn. I go back and forth. Some days I think they're going to clean house and just go young and do that, but with all the money they have in the books, it's almost impossible. You'd have to get rid of guys like Aramis for basically nothing. Soriano, you'd have to dump to $54 million left on his contract because nobody's going to give you anything for him. And you need a couple other big contracts on the books. I think they may see a change in the GM. It sounds like Hendry's time is kind of starting to run out. People are getting tired of him. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that. But since we do have a lot of money coming off the books next year, I could see potential for something big. You know, maybe we get Pujols, which I really don't think is going to happen because I think he's going to stay in St. Louis. I just think those two are dancing around each other a little bit. But I do think we've got a really good shot at put Prince Fielder in there. You know, the Mets situation and the Dodgers situation with their financial problems, they could be looking to shed salary. You know, maybe David Wright's available. The owner has said some very nice things about him lately. Put him at third base next year. You know, in L.A., there's been talk about Andre Ethier, maybe this being his last year there, whether he leaves, whether they might trade him this year or he leaves through free agency because they don't want to pay him, can't afford to pay him, and we'll have a hole in right field next year. So, you know, you could do a big like that, but with a job, that's probably not going to happen, and we're probably doomed to another 10 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, it's just hard to think. You know, there's some people giving up on us for quite a while, and I think, you know, what if Brett Jackson's a stud and then we add a couple, you know, good players like you were talking about? The lineup could look completely different, but, you know, we're a long way from that. We are about 50 or so days away from the trading deadline, And you mentioned that you could see this or that happening, but if you were the Cubs, who would you try and trade, and what would you look to be trying to get in terms of more money or prospects?
My personal preference would be to actually go with a full rebuild, and I'd like to see them trade guys like Zambrano, see what you can get for Soria. Dave Kaplan, who works for WGN and does the pregame on the radio for the Cubs, he was saying on Chicago Tribune Live last week that he thinks Soriano is gone for good next year. Whether they trade him and only pick up they pick up everything but like $9 million of his contract and just see what he can get to maybe an American League team where he can DH. I would just take all those big contracts, get around them, get the kids up here over the next year or two, see who can play, reduce your salary requirements so that you can save a little bit of money, and then let's go out over the next couple of years and get some big guys to add to the lineup. See who comes up from the farm system. Hold a nice a mix of it. And I totally agree with Andre Dawson in what he said in past years, that the only way the Cubs are ever going to win a world title is a world championship, is to go ahead and four or five stud pitchers. You can see what the Giants did last year. Mediocre offense, really, at best, except for, Buster Posey really lighting it up in the second half of the season. But they had such great starting pitching that's the way to
Yeah, I agree with Andre also, but I also think we just need some more proven winners. I mean, we brought in Derek Lee, who had some success in the playoffs, and Aramis played really well in the 2003 playoffs, but other than that, we hardly ever bring in guys that are in their prime that have had success in the playoffs and really know how to win, and I don't think one or two guys is going to make that big a difference. We need, multiple guys that know how to get it done. So hopefully that'll happen one day in our lifetimes. Last question about the Cubs real quick. Going to talk about the Ricketts family real quick. Tom's getting a lot of criticism already. If the Cubs were winning, he'd be a legend, but they're not winning, so he looks like a goat. I don't like his comments lately where he said nothing's wrong with his team other than injuries. I think that's one of the most ignorant comments I've heard all year. Might have been the case for the 2009 Cubs, but definitely not this year's team. As we've talked about, this team would maybe be a 500 club if fully healthy, and since they're not healthy, they might not win 75 games. My opinion on Ricketts, though, is he needs to fire Jim Henry right after this year's draft. It's time to move on from him, and I'm going to lose all respect for Ricketts if Henry is back next season. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think it's time for Henry to go. He's had his moments, but one of the problems you have is a club that can spend a lot of money is you're more prone to making bad decisions. Things like Soriano, Milt Bradley, spending money on guys who really don't deserve that amount of money, but paying it because it doesn't really hurt your team at the time. But you spend 5 years at the end of the contract basically getting screwed. So I'd like to see him go. I'd like to see one of the younger Moneyball almost type guys, somebody like Theo Epstein in Boston or Andrew Friedman. His contract is actually up in Tampa this year. I think it's Anthopoulos or however you say his name up in Toronto. He seems to be doing a good job of getting rid of dead weight and bringing in productive players, even though it's really tough to win in that division. So I can definitely see a change there. I really think that Ricketts, he's almost like an NFL quarterback right now. He's getting too much of the blame, and like you said, if we were winning, he'd be getting too much of the congratulations. I think he needs to stick to running the team, running the financial side of the team, and go ahead and bring in a strong baseball personality, like Friedman, to really get the team in line and give them full control and kind of stop messing around too much and just be, the show head of state type of personality for the Cubs and leave the actual baseball decision to someone else.
For the sake of our sanity, I hope things change in a hurry. All right, Andrew, I'm going to ask you one final question. This has to do with the NFL, since you've been our NFL expert. Real quick, what's your opinion on the NFL lockout? Do you think there will be football in time this season?
Players. I just don't see it going too well. I know they've built a lot of flexibility into the first first few weeks of the season so that something happens, they can bump things around. I think eventually they'll get playing, but I would not be surprised to see us miss the first week or two of the regular season.
All right, that's Andrew Wacopi live on TY's 20. Andrew, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
And now to close out the show, let's talk about the NBA Finals a little bit. They've been great so far in the three games. Miami took a 2-1 series lead with a win last night in Dallas in a close game. As I said on Twitter yesterday, this statistic, since the NBA has gone to the 2-3-2 format in the NBA Finals, there have been 11 series that have started 1-1. And out of those 11 series that have started 1-1, the team that has won Game 3 has went on to win the NBA Finals all 11 times. So needless to say, I was really hoping for a Mavericks win last night, and it didn't happen. The Heat look to be in good shape at this point. Even if Dallas wins the next two games at home, Miami would still have home court advantage. And as I've been saying, nothing would make me happier than to see the Heat lose the final game of the season on their home floor. But I got a feeling LeBron will be getting his first ring this year. As soon as the NBA Finals are over, we get to start talking about the Pacers again. Lots of summer moves possibly coming for them. Of course, the draft is coming up fairly soon, and hopefully we'll have lots to talk about for that team. But first things first, Game 4 of the NBA Finals is Tuesday night, a definite must-win for the Mavericks to get things tied up again at 2. And I did want to make one other comment. I agree completely with Tim Kalashaw. You may know him from ESPN's Around the Horn show. Kalashaw is arguing that there's no reason the Heat should have home court advantage over the Mavs in the NBA Finals. Now, the rule is, you know, regular season record. The Heat won one more game than the Mavs this season, which is why they have the home court. But they were playing in a far less superior conference, and they got swept by the Mavericks in their season series this year. So if you really think about it, it's not really fair that the Mavs have to play more games on the road. But those are the rules, and that's how it goes. That's all the time we have this week on TY's 20. I'll try to get healthy, and we'll talk more sports very soon. Only the Shadow knows. Peace.